This season, the NBA is full of great rookies, and FanDuel wants you to be one of them. Make your debut on FanDuel and get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. You can bet on everything from spreads to same-game parlays. And if you make a rookie mistake, FanDuel will give you up to $1,000 back in free bets, so you can take another shot. Oh, yeah, this guy's got potential. Sign up for America's number one sports book today and unlock your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help.
Live across the Great Lakes State, you're connected to Michigan's most engaging and influential radio and television program, Michigan's Big Show, starring Michael Patrick Shields, presented by Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Michigan, and Blue Care Network.
I'm producer and creative director Tony Cuthbert.
This is meteorologist John McMurray.
Now in the shadow of the Capitol Dome in Lansing, he's heard from the beaches of Lake Michigan to the halls of power and behind closed doors, here's Michigan's Michael Patrick Shields.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Pretty good.
Michael Patrick Shields is on the air.
Good morning, world.
Brad Williams, Vice President of Government Relations at the Detroit Regional Chamber. Are people in Michigan feeling pretty good or not? Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Michael Patrick. I'm feeling pretty good, I would say. I'm feeling pretty good. Interesting thing. You know, we have people who are feeling pretty good about Michigan right now. We have people who say Michigan's on the right track for the first time in a long time.
Oh, since when did they say that? You've got the science to back it up, don't you?
Yeah, so we did a poll here, as we do a few times a year with the Glengariff Group, and we have been asking people, a couple times a year. And this is the first time since February of 2021 that Michiganders have said that we're on the right track. It's not by a lot, Michael Patrick. It's only 47% to 43% who say we're on the right track. So this is the first time since February 2021 that Michiganders have said the state's on the right track. And if you remember right, that's, when we first thought we were coming out of COVID before we got the second wave. So that tells you something about the way Michiganders are feeling coming out of this election. They're feeling a little bit more optimistic than they were before.
Is it all because we finally codified and legalized abortion? Is that it? Is that why everyone's so happy?
Well, I don't know if it's that. I think there's a big sigh of relief. But one thing Michiganders are still concerned about is inflation. We're seeing that Michiganders are still making choices on inflation. But what they're concerned about has flipped. It used to be gas prices were the things that were driving their concerns about inflation, and now it's food prices. But the thing that that we're most alarmed about is the number of Michiganders who are forcing themselves to make choices about what they're having to purchase before because of inflation. 66.3% of voters are saying they're making spending choices because of inflation. And, going into the holiday season, that's always concerning.
Well, why are we feeling the state's in the right direction if we're having to make choices about the staples of life, not even necessarily the luxuries, it sounds like?
That's a good question, because when you ask voters if they feel like they are better off or worse off than they were a year ago, we've got, 50, around 54% of voters who think, economically, they're in pretty good shape. What we see in this data, both on the inflation data and their general economic trend data, is that it's Republican voters who tend to think that inflation is impacting them worse, and that their personal economics are doing worse. And so whether that is because Republican voters, their personal economics actually are doing worse, or because it's driven by, you know, what their personal ideology is telling them, that's impacting the overall numbers. Politics are impacting our personal opinions in all sorts of places right now, is what this poll is telling us.
So somewhere in all the cliches that we hear on this program, perception is reality, it's the economy, stupid, all politics is local, you come out with these numbers, and they reflect that or deny that in some cases. When they talk specifically about inflation, and they're feeling the pinch of it, where are we getting pinched?
Right now, voters are definitely feeling that food is the difference for them. You know, we've all seen that gas prices have been dropping pretty considerably. So when people are asking what's impacting them most, 43% are saying food, 22% are saying gas prices. But when you ask them, 21% are saying everything. You know, everything is costing them more money. So, but it's primarily food prices are what people are noticing at the grocery store right now. And it's the people who are noticing this the most, of course, are people at the lowest end of the income scale, folks making $25,000 or less. And that's no surprise.
The mortgage rates have dipped down a little bit this month anyway, for what it's worth. We'll see how that goes over the long haul. And for those of you who are worried about your heating bill and your electric bill, Consumers Energy has reminded us many times that you should call or contact them by email so that you don't get too far behind on your bills, because if that happens to you, they'll make a deal and they'll figure out how we can comfortably get the situation resolved so you don't face a shutoff in the cold weather. We don't want something like that happening to you. And Consumers Energy will even give you a complimentary smart thermostat so that your bills can stay low, because when you're not home, it'll automatically lower the heat. You get home, it's warm by the time you get there. They're making that all happen and making sure you have access to sustainable, reliable, and affordable energy. And you can do that at consumersenergy.com/cleanenergy. And don't forget, too, that business leaders from Michigan, they also want more jobs and higher personal income and a healthy economy. You can learn more about that at businessleadersfrommichigan.com. Very often, the Detroit Regional Chamber, not only at Mackinac, but other locations too, will bring together some of those business leaders from Michigan and get their opinions. But also, in this Glengariff poll, they want the opinions of you and me and everybody we know to figure out where we're going. So 40% now of Michigan voters say that inflation and the economy is the most important issue. Abortion has fallen all the way down to 7.3%, and I don't know if that's because the election's over or because Proposal 3 passed or whatever it is, but now all of a sudden 92% of voters are concerned about inflation, according to the latest poll from Brad Williams. How is planning going for the Mackinac Conference? We got a long way to go before we get through the snow and ice.
You know, it never stops, but we're certainly looking forward to the ice breaking up on the streets of Mackinac, so that we can welcome 1,500 of our closest friends to Grand Hotel, and I'm personally looking forward to seeing what sorts of new sport coats you have planned for Radio Row this year, because that's always one of the highlights, to see what MPS is going to have for us. But you know, it's going to be another spectacular conference. Matt Elliott, who's the Michigan president of Bank of America, is going to be the chair this year. And we've spent a lot of time already talking about the power of and. We have a lot of conversations in Michigan and across the country that are either-or conversations, and it's time we start having conversations that include the word and more often. Yes, and, instead of either-or. And I think you're going to hear that at Mackinac over and over and over again.
Registration is already open, right, if you want to join in?
Absolutely. We look forward to seeing everyone at the end of May and the first part of June.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brad Williams. By then, we'll have more polling results on how you feel from the Detroit Regional Chamber.
This season, the NBA is full of great rookies, and FanDuel wants you to be one of them. Make your debut on FanDuel and get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. You can bet on everything from spreads to same-game parlays. And if you make a rookie mistake, FanDuel will give you up to $1,000 back in free bets so you can take another shot. Oh, yeah, this guy's got potential. Sign up for America's number one sports book today and unlock your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.